Hello, my name is Ava. I'm an infectious disease specialist at Tourcoing, a regional referral center for HIV care in northern France. And today I'm very humbled and pleased to show you our work around the current place of protease inhibitors for people living with HIV. Protease inhibitors were the cornerstone of HIV treatment not so long ago. Nowadays, protease inhibitors use seems to be more sporadic, owing to the development of newer treatments. Who is receiving protease inhibitors and what are the protease inhibitors prescription or maintenance factors at the era of new antiretrovirals? This is the question we are trying to answer at the scale of our center. Here we show the results of a monocentric retrospective study led in a referral regional hospital in northern France. 641 patients received protease inhibitors for at least a year from 2013 to 2023. They were mainly middle-aged male from France. A minority of them had hypertension, diabetes, and dyslipidemia. In terms of antiretroviral therapy, a median of 5 regimens were prescribed before protease inhibitors initiation. Protease inhibitors were mostly prescribed in combination with reverse transcriptase nucleoside inhibitors for a median duration of 3 years. By the end of a median follow-up period of 8 years, only 172, around 27% of patients, were still receiving protease inhibitors, and 26, around 4% of patients, had died, but the cause of death were not described, unfortunately. Most of protease inhibitors were stopped for the purpose of treatment simplification. The second main cessation motive was side effects, unfortunately not described. We tried to compare people who maintained protease inhibitors versus those who stopped. We found a significantly higher mortality rate, a lower CD4 cell count, and a higher HIV viral load with a higher proportion of detectability. The presence of genotypic resistance mutations before the introduction of protease inhibitors was significantly higher too. Hence, we can conclude that only a small proportion of people remained under protease inhibitors. Those patients seem to have a more severe HIV infection and a reduced life expectancy compared to those who stopped protease inhibitors. We could hypothesize that protease inhibitors maintenance was associated with a scarcity of therapeutic options for more severe patients. Thank you very much.